In an instant, a single event changes our lives. Together, we are struck by grief, lifted by joy, moved by our emotions. And always, there is the music. The music that carries us through. The music that lives and takes us to moments in history. The music. The vibrant, dynamic visions. The magic that is called rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the history of rock and roll. I'm Bill Drake, and in the coming hours, we'll journey together through more than a quarter century of revolution in a music that has touched us all. A music they said wouldn't last. We'll trace rock and roll in the words of the people who made it happen and relive the music that has moved two generations. Unlike any music that came before, rock and roll has had a profound impact on nearly every aspect of our lives, our feelings, and our opinions. It reflects our deepest beliefs and concerns, from styles and hair and fashion, to language, to political and religious attitudes, to social and personal morals. Rock and roll has discussed and influenced it all. From the bluesmen and early country musicians of the 50s who gave rock its roots, to the superstars of today who carry on this legacy, you'll hear them all in the history of rock and roll. We'll begin with a time sweep, starting with the sounds of the 80s and moving back to the dawn of the rock era. Come with us now back over the years to the very beginning of rock and roll.
Fifty ways to leave your lover.
You get the best of my love.
I remember when rock was young. Me and Sylvie had so much fun.
I can't get no satisfaction.
A complete unknown. Like a rolling.
Don't hold back.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying on a track. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love just you.
This time sweep has taken us back to the dawn of the 50s. We were just coming out of the big band era. Names like Guy Lombardo, Sammy Kaye, Bing Crosby, and Vaughn Monroe were dominating the airwaves. It was the age of the sentimental crooner, but it was also a time when the restless young searched their radio dials for something more exciting.
Songs by Sinatra.
Columbia. This is the Woody Herman Show, music and fun by America's band number one, brought to you by the...
Where the blue of the night.
Finally, they found something different.
Attaboy, old hound.
Hello, Moondoggers. How are y'all? This is Alan Freed, the King of the Moondoggers, and welcome again to another of your favorite blues, rhythm, and jazz rock and roll parties all over the Moondog Kingdom in northern Ohio, up in Ontario, Canada, western New York, and western Pennsylvania. All the big ones and some new ones, too, and our Moondog rock and roll party on this Tuesday evening. So welcome again for Aaron Brew Formula 1002, the brand new beer that's northern Ohio's number one selling beer. Aaron Brew 1002 presents The Moondog Show.
The nightly broadcast of disc jockeys like Alan Freed did a great deal to popularize the kind of music he named rock and roll. It was a phrase he borrowed from the 20s when it was used in song lyrics to describe lovemaking. The music itself was a variation on rhythm and blues with overtones of country. In a lot of records from the early 50s, we can hear the seeds of what was to come. Here's a sampling of some of the sounds that gave birth to rock and roll.
You!
Take my hand. When I let you go, you'll cry. Oh yes, he's a 60-minute man.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry.
I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
By 1954, more and more rhythm and blues records were being played on pop radio stations. One of the biggest was by a group that chose their name to sound like Alan Freed's Moondog Show, the Moonglows.
Lord, won't you tell me why I
The Moonglows and Sincerely. 1 month later, another rhythm and blues record hit the charts and became one of the most played and biggest selling records ever, an early classic of rock and roll. Penguins and Earth Angel, one of the first rhythm and blues records to gain pop acceptance nationwide. A year later, in 1955, a blues singer from Chicago recorded a simple song that used just one chord. The rhythm was what made it a hit and one of the most influential early rock records. The singer gave it his own name, Bo Diddley.
Too little to spice, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, Diddley called her Bell Cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. We'll be right back.
she come to my house with black cat bones. Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where they been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
1955, the year of Bo Diddley, was also the year a black singer from St. Louis recorded what he called a country song about a cow. It launched the career of one of rock's first superstars. We'll hear his story next when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with the story of Chuck Berry.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I'd run my V8 for. A Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you like four up to 104, before got a hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got a cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Like a ton of lead, 110 and a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Chuck Berry's Maybelline was originally written about a cow, but his record company ordered the lyrics changed. And in 1955, Maybelline became one of the first real rock and roll classics. Chuck Berry's sound was established with Maybelline and developed further 2 years later in his most successful song of the 50s.
Well, I wanted to write about school because most of my audience at the particular time was of the school element. And in reminiscing of my school days, I wrote about the conditions that were at that particular time. I was a little bit off, but still I find later that I wasn't, because along with the building of schools, the population grew and the same condition maintained.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. But the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend.
you gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance, feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance, feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold.
Chuck Berry and School Days from the spring of 1957. 2 months later, Chuck was back with perhaps the greatest song ever written about rock and roll music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll. Kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
Chuck Berry and rock and roll music. Chuck talks about lyrics.
I love words that rhyme, like I and my and be and she and so forth. And some of these lyrics are true. This encouraged me to write about some of my experiences.
The History of Rock and Roll now presents a collage of the music of Chuck Berry.
Well, I'm gonna write a little letter, I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today.
All the cats gonna dance with sweet little 16.
Thank you.
place to go.
More than any other writer of the rockin' 50s, Chuck Berry captured the teenage soul, the habits, hobbies, and hang-ups, celebrating success and mourning defeat. In 1958, Chuck wrote and recorded the song that's said to be the story of his life. From 1958, Johnny B. Goode. Chuck Berry's influence on other artists has been profound. The Beach Boys, Beatles, and Rolling Stones all acknowledge their debt to this pioneer of rock and roll. In a moment, the history heads south for a look at three other pioneers. We'll begin with an R&B classic, originally composed as a radio commercial by a 17-year-old singer-songwriter. He's next on the history of rock and roll. The history of rock and roll continues as we look at the soul of New Orleans with Lloyd Price.
Girl, but you just want
White Price from 1952 and one of the very first R&B records to attract the attention of a white listening public. Lottie Miss Claudie featured the piano talents of Antoine Domino, who earned the nickname Fats with his first record, The Fat Man, in 1949. 6 years later, Fats was in the newsreels.
Fats, how'd this rock and roll all get started anyway?
Well, what they call rock and roll now is rhythm and blues. I've been playing for 15 years in New Orleans.
This rock and roll music seems to be under an awful heavy attack from all over the country. There's been riots, it's been banned in certain parts of this country and abroad. You know of any reason for that?
Well, as far as I know, music makes people happy. I know it makes me happy.
You wouldn't blame it on rock and roll?
No, indeed.
Are you going overseas and play on any concert tours of any nature?
Well, I'd like to go in Russia and show them some of this rock and roll beat.
You think the Russians could dig your kind of music?
They're digging. If you excuse me, I'd like to go back to my practice, huh?
Fats Domino grew up in New Orleans, the home of Dixieland jazz, boogie-woogie, and a distinctive brand of blues. He discussed his early days as a performer for the history of rock and roll.
I started in the band about 17. Then I was working 3 nights a week in New Orleans. The first record I made about 3 weeks before Christmas of 49, it was called A Fat Man. Sold over a million and a half. It was called Rhythm and Blues then. My first pop record that the all radio station played, I think, was Ain't That a Shame.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
In 1955, Ain't That a Shame kicked off a golden period for Fats Domino, which included nearly 70 hits over the next 14 years. He recorded many of his biggest songs after only one run-through in the studio. His lyrics were inspired by simple, everyday phrases.
I didn't know too much about music when I first started, but I went after, and I got everything from New Orleans. Some called rock and roll, different name. I just called it music with a beat. You got to have that beat, some of the feeling, and some of it you feel, but you got to really feel it to produce it.
The history of rock and roll explores great moments from the career of Fats Domino.
Yes, it's me. I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking. When you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I got a whole lot of love for you, true love for you. I got a whole lot of love for you.
I wanna walk.
let me walk you home.
Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you.
Fats Domino, who ranked third in global record sales after Elvis and the Beatles, talks about songwriting.
When I write songs, I get the melody first. And you can write the story from the melody.
Time to play. Here come Wednesday. I'm feet to my side. My gal called. Got to tell her that I'm out. Cause Thursday is a hard working day. And Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning.
Monday from Fats Domino, 1956. Fats' biggest hit came the same year with a song he'd always wanted to record ever since he'd heard Louis Armstrong sing it many years before. That song is next when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with the all-time biggest hit of Fats Domino.
I found my thrill. Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still, on Blueberry Hill, it lingered until melody, but all of the vows you made were never to be. Though we're apart, you fought on me still. Yeah.
Fats Domino, who ultimately had 22 gold records. By 1960, his records had sold over 50 million copies as he hit the top 10 again with Walkin' to New Orleans.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm gonna need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand. Now ain't that a shame? I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. To be my honey, till you spent all my money. No use for you to cry. I see you by and by. Well, I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I've got to keep on walking. New Orleans is my home. That's the reason why I'm gone. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans.
We'll be hearing more from Fats later on, but for now, the history turns to another Southern superstar, an energetic ex-choir boy who once toured as a come-on attraction with a traveling medicine show.
The kids are out here! Oh, we can reach you up there! You're beautiful!
Little Richard from Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, I used to wash dishes at the Greyhound bus station. I was there. I washed dishes for 4 years.
It was in 1955 that Little Richard, whose real name is Richard Penniman, got a break.
I would sing all of my songs to ease my burdens from washing all those pots. Like if I sung a little bit, like the pots got a little lighter for me. And I was a singing boy, I'm telling you. I met Lloyd Price. He had Lordy Miss Claudie. He had just wrote it, and it was a very big hit for Specialty Records. He came in my hometown, and to me, he was so great, you know, because all I heard was his records in this country town I came from. And he recommended me to Specialty Records. And they met me in New Orleans, which I had never been there before. And I recorded all my songs, and they didn't think much of them.
Wah, bam, balloon, bam, 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 toot-a-boot, on route. Bum, bum, bum. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. To the booty, on Rudy. 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 I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. To the booty, oh Rudy. Ah! Now you don't know what you do to me, to the booty.
Tutti Frutti from Little Richard.
When we recorded Tutti Frutti, Pat Boone sold more records than we did. And on the follow-up to Tutti Frutti, we upped the tempo. And we got the words going so fast that Pat Boone couldn't get his mouth together to do it.
A bop bop a loo mop a lop bop bop Tutti Frutti, all Rudy. 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 A bop bop a loo mop a lop bop.
He did a good version, you know, after all, and it's a wop bop a loo mop a lop bam boom. That wasn't too easy, you know, to fold your lips and pull them out and push them back and then throw it up again. That was kind of
hard. I wasn't bringing Pat down for it.
No, I know that.
I was never bringing him down. Saying that by Pat Boone doing the song got air and got across the line, which brought Richard automatically across.
That's right.
Wouldn't take a duplicate.
Because I was in Macon, Georgia, washing dishes at the bus station. I was glad to get out of there.
The history of rock and roll sweeps on through the hits of Little Richard.
Well, long tall Sally, she's a big piece of guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh baby. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna rip it out. I'm gonna rock it out. And ball tonight.
A lot of the new people want to hear the originators. They said, let us hear the real thing. Shoot, it's just like if you've been looking for a girl and you see a man every day, you want to see the real thing.
Little Richard was the real thing, a rock and roll whirlwind in baggy pants and pompadour. But a little over 2 years after he started, Little Richard abruptly ended his career.
When I stopped singing, a plane was on fire.
In 1958, while flying to Australia, Little Richard saw one of the airplane's engines burst into flame. He swore that if the plane landed safely, he'd give up the devil's music and enter the ministry. The plane landed, and Little Richard kept his word, and retired just as one of the biggest hits of his career was riding high on the charts. 4 years after Good Golly Miss Molly, Little Richard changed his mind and returned to rock and roll as a top concert attraction. The sounds of Little Richard, Fats Domino, and Lloyd Price were part of rock's rhythm and blues roots and were joined in the 50s by the countryside of rock and roll.
The beginning of rock and roll goes back to the year 1951.
The voice of Bill Haley, whose country rock roots extend to 1951 and beyond. His words and music are next when the history of rock and roll continues.